Hey, what a new sports world, and welcome to the Winner's Circle with me, Ray Diz. Hey, listen, I got a great, great segment. As you all know, it is week one. A lot of the top teams won't be playing today, but I'm just so happy that it's football season. Hey, make sure you all give me some feedback on this, on these podcasts that I'm posting. Make sure you all let me know my content, whether it's good, bad, or whatever, and I'm going to make sure that I fix it. But hey, let's jump into week one, because everybody know that we are a game. We are ballers, we are playmakers, and we are shot callers. And this is week one of the college football season. Hey, listen, let's go ahead and jump into this thing. As you all know, it's going to be a great Saturday. I'm going to give you all my picks for the games that are happening today. As you all know, Western Kentucky are playing. They're playing against Austin Peay. This is a rivalry game. I expect for the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers to pull it off. I'm going with Western Kentucky, the Nebraska Cornhuskers versus Northwestern. This right here should be a really good game. As you know, Northwestern, they are really, really good at home. Both of these teams had a bad, bad season last season. But Scott Foster, he's on the hot seat. Matter of fact, that dude's seat is so, so hot this year. And I expect for him, he have a lot of good transfers that came in, a transfer quarterback. He have transfer wide receivers. And I expect for Nebraska to probably pretty much be way better than they were last season. I'm going with Nebraska to win this game today. I'm going with them to rout Northwestern at Northwestern. Okay, hey, let's go and jump back in. We got a UNLV team versus Idaho State. Okay, everybody know this right here is like a Division II. This is like a Division II AA team, Idaho State. I'm going with UNLV to win that game. We have UConn versus Utah State. Utah State, I expect for them to slap UConn. UConn is not a football school. They are a basketball school. So I expect for Utah State to slap them all over the field later on today. We have Wyoming versus Illinois. Illinois should win this game. I'm going to go with Illinois. I think Illinois will win this game. They will dominate. As you know, DeVito is the starting quarterback for Illinois. I expect for him to have a monster game, and I expect for Illinois to be 1-0 heading into next week. We have Florida State versus the Dukies from DeQueen. I expect for Florida State to slap this team, and Florida State have to win this game. They have to, because Florida State can't deserve to lose against a team like this. If they lose against a team like this, I expect for Florida State to probably not win nothing, maybe one or two games. But I'm going to pick Florida State to win this game, and I'm expecting them to win this game big. We have Florida Atlantic versus Charlotte. Okay. Bad as I want to go with Charlotte, I got to go with Florida Atlantic. Okay, I think Florida Atlantic is going to win this game. I think it's not going to be close. A lot of people is picking this game to be a 7. They got Florida Atlantic by 7. I expect Florida Atlantic to win this game right here by at least 21 points. I'm going with Florida Atlantic. Okay, we have FAMU versus UNC. As you all know, FAMU will be missing at least 21 players that's ineligible for this game right here. And what do that mean? They're playing against a really good North Carolina team in Mack Brown. I expect for North Carolina to win. Matter of fact, North Carolina should win this game, and they should win this game big. I'm expecting North Carolina to win this game by at least 28 to 35 points. In the last game, I have North Texas versus UTEP. I'm going to go with North Texas to go down to UTEP and win this game. I expect for them to go on the road. It won't surprise me if UTEP win, but I'm going to go with North Texas. I think North Texas is a more better team than UTEP, so I'm going to go with North Texas. We have Nevada that's playing against Nevada. We have Nevada playing against New Mexico State. I'm going to go with Nevada. I think Nevada, they're a passing team. I expect for them to throw the ball all over the field. They have Nevada by 8, but I expect for Nevada to win. I expect for them to cover, and I expect for them to win by at least 14 points. I'm going with Nevada to win this game at New Mexico State. Okay, in the last game, we have SEC team in Vanderbilt. We have them going to Hawaii to face Hawaii in the season opener. I expect for Vanderbilt. I'm going to go with Vanderbilt. All right, I'm going to go with the SEC team. I'm going to ride with them as They should go and beat this team. But it won't surprise me if Hawaii throw the ball, the much as they throw the ball, they throwing the ball all over the field. It won't surprise me if they did pull this game off. But I'm going to go with Vanderbilt to beat Hawaii in the season opener because I have to ride with the SEC. I'm going to ride with Vanderbilt to win that game. Hey, thank you all again for listening to another great segment of The Winner's Circle with me, Ray Diz, a pick. And this right here is my week one picks. Week one college football picks for The Winner's Circle with Ray Diz. Hey, peace and have a blessed day. Peace.